Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We are so happy that you tuned in on this afternoon. And at this time, we're going to start off with prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give thanks to you and we bless your holy name. Oh, God, we come to you, Lord, and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we ask that you will search our hearts as we pray this prayer. Anything you're not pleased with, oh, God, please be merciful and forgive us. Oh, God, take it away from us and remove it from our hearts. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, cover us under your blood. Wash us, Lord. Clean us up on the inside and on the outside. Cause us, Lord, to walk upright before you and to speak the truth in our hearts, to walk in your statutes, oh God. And we ask, Lord, that you would direct us, that you will order our steps in your word and keep us in your will. In the name of Jesus, Lord, not our will, but let your holy will be done. And we ask you, oh God, to take us by the hand, Lead, guide, and direct us. Show us, Lord, the way that you will have us to go. Take us through, Lord Jesus, and keep us, Lord. We are down here facing all kinds of temptation, Lord, going through many tests, being afflicted. Oh, Lord God, you know our situation, and we're calling on you today, Lord, to stop by for just a little while, Lord, while we're on this broadcast. Lord, send your anointing, oh God. Send a blessing down, Lord. Let the blessing overtake us. In the name of Jesus, we're in need of a blessing, Lord. We're in need of strength today, oh God. We're in need of encouragement, Lord. We need you right now to lift heavy burdens. In the name of Jesus, please, Lord, incline your ear and hear our cry. We are waiting on you, Lord, because we can't do anything without you. Lord, without you, we are nothing, oh God. Please, Lord Jesus, send help today. Send strength, my God. Send miracles, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh Lord. Be merciful unto us and bless us today with the blessings that we stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know you're able to do all things. And there's nothing too hard for you, my God. We are praying, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list, Lord, one by one and name by name. We are asking you this favor, oh God. We are asking you to move for them today, to bless them, Lord, with this request that they have made before you. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, God, for the healing of the sick. We are praying, Lord, right now for the restoration of those, oh God, who have gone astray, those who have gotten off track, Lord, the backsliders, my God. We are praying that you will restore their souls and help them to make it back before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Remember those, oh God, who are incarcerated. We are asking you to stop by, Lord, and visit them in their cell. Oh, my God, let the glory of God be revealed. Let your presence fill each cell, my God. Touch somebody's heart. We know, God, that you have the power to change the hearts of men. Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can do it because you have the power. You can reach any soul, Lord, my God, because all souls belong to you. Every soul belongs to you, Lord God. And we know that according to your word, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And we are praying, Lord, that you will extend life. Oh, my God, and that you will save the lost souls of men. Save the sinner, my God. Break up that heart today, Lord. Touch that mind, Jesus, and cause them to change from the error of their ways. Give them a new heart, Lord God. Take out the stony heart and put in a heart of flesh. A mind, Lord God, give them the mind to serve you all the days of their life. We know you are able, oh God, and we believe you, Lord Jesus. And we are taking you at your word. And we ask you, Lord, to please remember the bereaved families, oh Lord God. Comfort and console them, Lord. Oh Lord, somebody's tuning in to the radio broadcast. Somebody's tuning in to the teleconference services because they're seeking to get a touch from you. They're seeking to hear from you, to get a word from you, Lord. They're seeking to be delivered. Oh, God, please send deliverance, Lord, and speak your word. Speak to the heart. Oh, blessed Savior, we know thou art able. And we believe you this day. Lord Jesus, we ask, Lord, that you'll increase our faith. Lord, please help us to believe you as the scripture says. Oh. Oh, Lord, take away all doubt. Take away unbelief. Take away the drawback and the fear. In the name of Jesus, remove it from us, oh God, and help us to believe you as the scripture says, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we are ever looking unto you, for you are the author and finisher of our faith. And, Lord, we just give you thanks. We bless your holy name, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and mercy toward us. We thank you, oh God, for everything you've done for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity to call upon your name. Lord, we thank you for how you bless us. We thank you, oh God, for everything you've done, for what you're doing right now, Lord. We thank you for what you're about to do, oh God, for the thoughts that you have toward your people. Oh, God, we thank you for just thinking on us, Lord. Thank you for being patient with us, oh, Lord. We praise you, Lord God, and we magnify your holy name. And we are asking you, Lord Jesus, to continue to bless this ministry, Lord. Let it grow and let it prosper. Oh, my God, let it be effective and expand throughout the course of this world, all around the world. Lord, cause somebody to hear your word and surrender their lives unto you. We believe it and we count it as done, and we praise you and we thank you for it. Oh, Lord, we ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Truly thank God. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for his touch. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank the Lord for this broadcast. And we thank God for you tuning in. And we just invite you to go ahead and praise the Lord with us, to worship him. And if you desire to get a notebook and pen and get your Bible ready, and get ready to just have a great time in the Lord. This is the Lord's day. Amen. And he is worthy to be praised. So you can praise God with us right where you are. Amen. Praise be to God. And I just want to say this for the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the first time. Welcome. You are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And I am the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, located in Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. And that is the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. And Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president. And I also would like to acknowledge our late vice president, who recently passed away, and his name is Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. He was the vice president and also the Southern District Overseer for the Southern District. Praise God. And we truly thank God for the contributions that he made. Thank God for his labor of love, and it is yet living on. The life that he lived continues to speak for him, and we do thank the Lord for the service that he gave. Amen. Also want to acknowledge our late General Overseer, Pastor Samuel W. Hogue Sr. Because of him, this ministry is going on. It's an extension of the work that God gave him to do, and by him obeying God and doing what God called him to do, many souls have been blessed, and the blessings continue till this day. So we don't want to forget how God blessed us with a true man of God, a man who believed in doing the will of God, a man who helped as many as he could help and showed the love of God. And we truly do thank God for him. And again, because of his ministry, what we're doing now, how God brought us together, this is an extension of what he started, or what God started, rather, through him. And I'm thankful for that. And I can never forget what the Lord has done and how the Lord has blessed us. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture and some announcements by Evangelist Khadija Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening prayer and those words coming to Evangelist Hameen. Our opening scripture is taken from the 82nd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 82nd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the person of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Thank God for the reading of the word, the 82nd number of Psalm, the first throughout the 8 verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. You may also go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ King My King Service, Title One School, and click on our on-demand broadcast if you wish to listen to any previous broadcasts that have gone forth on the show. If you wish to correspond with PrayerWorks Ministry, the email address is prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. If you would like to send us postal mail, our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request line is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the show, during the broadcast, or if you are a minister, member of the clergy, you'd like to have remarks after the word, or you have encouraging words, or you'd like to sing a song or give a testimony, our guest call-in number is 978-990-5270. Our access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries throughout the week, you can dial Advantage Martha Colbreth, There's Hope Ministry on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m. Dial-in number is 603-580-9377. Access code 567-2574 on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m. Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line, 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7681. Ministry Emmanuel Hoax teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley every night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved Williams Edmond family, for Tracy Curry, who is Evangelist Martha Colbreth's cousin, for Daryl Makedo, he's in the hospital with a serious brain injury, for Nahed Shada, for Percy C. Fields, who is very ill and in need of serious prayer, for Evangelist Maybell's cousins, the Parham family, Stephen Allen Jr., that the Lord, and Terrell Allen, that the Lord would save them, Elderberry Johnson and the Burry Johnson family, the Spridge family, the Breeze Gatewood family, for Tika Huff, Amor Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, and all the Bree family. So those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And if Evangelist Maybell is on the broadcast, I'm going to turn the broadcast over to her as she may give words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. She might not be on right now, but we thank God for the announcement.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I don't think she's on.
All right. Well, then, in that case, we thank God for all the announcements that have gone up at this time. And right now, we are going to go ahead and get this broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hamid, Wash Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, that she may break the bread of life. God bless you, Evangelist Hamid.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for everything that's been said and done thus far. We are so grateful for what the Lord has done. And I feel like praising God today. I feel like giving God praise from deep down within my soul. And a song just was laid on my heart. And I really want to go ahead and sing that song before we go to the Word of God. And it goes like this. You might know it, but nevertheless, I will sing this to the glory and honor of God. We're blessed, we're blessed, we're blessed, we are blessed. We have food, shelter, and clothing, and we're blessed. We're blessed, we're blessed, we're blessed, we are blessed. We don't deserve it, but yet we are blessed. We're blessed, we're blessed, we're blessed, we are blessed. We have food, shelter, clothing, and we're blessed. We're blessed, we're blessed, we're blessed, we are blessed. We don't deserve it, but yet we are blessed. Oh, yes, yes, we are blessed. Oh, yes, yes, we are blessed. Oh, yes, yes, we are blessed. We don't deserve it, but yet we are blessed. We don't deserve it, but yet we are blessed. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are truly blessed today. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad in this day because we don't deserve anything from God, but yet God has blessed every one of us. So at this time, let us prepare to go to the scriptures. And before we read the scriptures, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for blessing us. We thank you, O Lord, for having mercy upon us. And we thank you for the opportunity to come before you. Oh, God, we ask that you will speak to our hearts as we open our hearts, Lord, and our ears, Lord God, to receive the word from you. We ask that you will send forth your word and speak unto us, O God. Bless us today, Lord, according to your will. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word of God. And at this time, if you would notice with me, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, the Psalm 117, and there are several books of the Psalms that I would like to go to today, the first being the 117th number of Psalm, which has two verses, a very short Psalm, also the 68th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 4, and verse 19, and then the 138th number of Psalm in its entirety of 8 verses. Praise the Lord. We'll begin with Psalm 117, and it reads, Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. And now the 68th number of Psalm 1 through 4 and verse 19. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, So let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Excuse me. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah. And rejoice before him. Verse 19, blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. The 138th number of Psalm, verse 1, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hand. Truly, we thank God for the reading of the word of God, and I thank God for these beautiful songs here and the recognition of what it means to give praise to the Lord, to give his honor, amen, to worship him. Glory to God. And today, the subject or title of this message is The Power of Praising God. The Power of Praising God. And the theme is He will load us daily with benefits. Hallelujah. The power of praising God. In this Psalm, the 117, it exhorts the reader, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. No one is left out, but all nations are exhorted to praise the Lord. Glory to God, to praise him. Every nation, every people, whoever you are, God is worthy to be praised. Why should every nation praise him? Why should all the people praise him? For his merciful kindness is great toward us.
Yes.
He did not have to even allow us to live. Hallelujah. He didn't have to bless us the way he does, but because of his merciful kindness that is so great toward us, everybody ought to praise him. The 150 number of Psalms 10, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Glory be to God, because there is so much power in praising God. God will move in such miraculous ways if praises continue to go up. Oh, hallelujah. I'm reminded of the children of Israel when they needed the Lord to fight the battle for them. They received instructions that they did not have to fight the battle because the battle belonged to God. And he told them that this is a battle that you don't have to fight. Oh, glory be to God. And they were given instructions to just render a praise to his name. to say, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. And when they said that, glory be to God, God began to lay the enemy that had risen up against the children of Israel, and God began to slay them, every one of them, and the children of Israel didn't have to fight that battle. All they had to do was just render praise unto the Lord, to just give him glory and magnify his name. And he did everything else. He took care of them. He fought the battle for his people. So there is great power in praising God. Hallelujah. And God, he will begin to load us every day with benefits. But some people, they're holding out on the praise. They're not really giving God praise as they ought. Now I looked up the word praise, and it says to extol. Extol means to praise very highly. That's what it means to extol. To extol in words or song. Glory be to God. To magnify, to glorify on account affection or excellent works, to do honor to display the excellence of. Amen, praise be to God. And this is all in praise. There is power in giving God praise. When we take the time to lift up the name of the Lord, to praise him very highly, to extol him in the words that we speak, the songs that we sing, to glorify and magnify his holy name. Oh, glory be to God. Deliverance will come. Blessings will come. And somebody sang a song saying, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm exhorting you today to praise the God of the universe, the God of all people, the God of the earth, the God of heaven, to give him praise, to magnify his name, to lift him up today. Oh, glory be to God, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endures forever. The truth of the Lord, it endures forever. It will never fail. The truth will always be the truth. Oh, glory be to God. The truth of the Lord, it endures forever. In the 68th Psalm, and I just want to focus on verse 19 that says, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. God, he has all these benefits, hallelujah, on a daily basis. That means every single day, God has benefits for his people. And these benefits don't run out. But God is loading us daily with benefits. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we must give God the praise, the honor, and the glory that's due to his name. The fourth verse says, sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him. We ought to extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him. The other thing, when we're rendering praises to God, we should do it with joy. We should rejoice before the Lord our God. Even if things in your life are not going so well, give praise to the Lord and rejoice before him. Thank you, Jesus. Rejoice in front of your enemy. Rejoice
when you're being tested and tried, praise the name of the Lord, because there's so much power in praise. Glory, hallelujah. If the enemy is on your track and he's doing everything to block your path, he's doing everything to impede your progress, you ought to go forth in the praises and lift up the name of the Lord. You ought to extol the Lord God. Oh, praise the Lord and honor him and rejoice before him. He wants God show up. Oh, yes, Lord. He will show up and he will move in your behalf. He will move for you. Glory to God. He'll move the enemy out of your way. Oh, yes, he will. Glory, hallelujah. There's power in praising God. Amen. And the psalmist in the 138th psalm began to say, I will praise thee with my whole heart, because he knew the benefit of praising God. He knew the power of praising God. Hallelujah. He knew what a blessing it is to praise the Lord. Therefore, he declared here, I will praise thee, talking directly to God. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Where am I going to do it? Before the God, sing praise unto thee. Before the enemies, the idol gods, for anyone who doesn't know you, I will sing praises unto your holy name. Glory be to God. I believe David declared in the 34th number of Psalms, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm always going to be talking about the goodness of the Lord. I'm going to give praise to his name, because I know there is power in praising God. There's deliverance in praising God. There are many blessings in praising God. There are so many benefits. Oh, glory, hallelujah, in praising God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Therefore, I exhort you today to take the time out and praise the Lord. Praise him for everything he's done for you. Praise him for the blessings he's been giving to you. Praise him for waking you up this morning and giving you the use and activities of your limbs. You might have a little pain or stiffness here and there, but you can still move around enough to open your mouth and give God the praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. There's power in praising God. Oh, yes, Lord. He will surely load us daily with great benefits. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Nothing can compare to the benefits that God has in store for us. Nothing can come close to these benefits that God has given to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's give God that praise. Let's honor him every day. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There are so many benefits in giving God praise. So many benefits. And these praises are coupled with rejoicing. They are coupled with singing. Amen. Sometimes you can't even do anything, but you can sing a praise unto God. You can praise him in song. You can worship him. You can extol him with your words. Oh, hallelujah. You can extol him with a song. And just sing that song directly to the Lord. Sing unto him. Sing his praises. Oh, glory be to God. And there is so much power that God will reach down and touch you. Oh, yes, he will. He will move on you. He'll quicken your mortal body. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. But you just got to give him praise. You have to take the time out and praise the Lord. And with this praise comes worship. The psalmist said, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name in for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. This is why I'm going to praise you, Lord. I'm going to worship you, and I'm going to praise you for your loving kindness. Oh, it's so great toward us. And we all should be giving God praise for his truth. Amen. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. His word is magnified. His word is everlasting. His word will never pass away. The word of God is so precious and so holy. Amen. And it's so sure. It is unmovable. The word of God is a stable foundation. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. When they hear God speak, all the kings of the earth shall praise the Lord. Amen. Yes. They shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Great is the glory of the Lord. And we can always put in words the greatness of his glory and how great God is. And how merciful he is. We just have to experience the greatness of God. We have to experience his mercy, his loving kindness toward us. Oh, hallelujah. And this is an experience that no one can explain to you. You would have to experience it for yourself. You know, we can try to go into great detail and try to tell you what it's like, but until you experience for yourself the loving kindness of God, his tender mercy, you really won't know firsthand just how good and how great God is. Oh, thank you, Lord. He is worthy to be praised. He is truly worthy to be praised. And even though God is highly exalted, he is sitting so high above the heavens, oh, bless the name of Jesus, yet he has respect unto the lowly. We down here being lowly, he looks down on us and he has compassion on us. He shows us how much he loves us. And how much he cares. He has respect unto the lowly. But for the proud, he knoweth them, but afar off. He's not close to the proud. They are afar off from him. Oh, glory to God. For once you humble yourself and become meek and lowly before him, God has respect unto you, and he will draw nigh to you, surely bless you, and the Lord himself will exalt you. Oh, glory to God, if you humble yourself and become meek and lowly before the God of Almighty, God Almighty, God of heaven, the God who is so high above all the heavens. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And the psalmist says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Even if I become unconscious, if I'm knocked out, Lord, I know you're going to revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemy. The enemy can be raging against you, seeking to tear you down. Seeking vengeance against you, want to do things to you. The hand of the Lord will be outstretched against their plot, against all their schemes and whatever they have going on. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It cannot prosper because God will overthrow it. But we have to remember how much power there is in praising God. When your enemy approach you and you go forth into praise and you start praising God, oh, yes, Lord, he won't, God, take up the battle and fight for you. Oh, yes, he'll put a stop to your enemy. No matter what they're trying to do to you, they cannot overthrow you because God will be there. He will arise, and all the enemies will be scattered. Things concerning me, everything about me, God is going to perfect that. God is going to work that out. God is going to fix that. Oh, hallelujah. God is going to work everything out. Everything that concerns me, the Lord will perfect. He's going to make it perfect. Oh, yes. He's going to fix it. He's going to fix me. He's going to make me what I ought to be. Oh, he's going to work on my heart. The more we give praise to the Lord, he's going to load us daily with benefits. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And the more we render these praises, the more God continues to load us. Praise be to God. So I encourage you on this afternoon to take a little time every day. As the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. That leaves no time at all from not blessing God. So that means that at all times you should be blessing the Lord, and his praise should continually, meaning not ceasing at all, never ceasing, but continually be in your mouth. When you open your mouth, the praises of God will sound out. The praises of God will come forth. Amen. And don't forget to rejoice. Hallelujah. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. So that means you're going to have to put some effort into it. You know, this little, tiny little whatever you've been giving, you're going to have to take that up quite a few notches. You're going to have to come on up a little higher with the praise. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're going to have to step up everything that you've been doing. Amen. And just exceedingly rejoice. Give God praise. I mean, magnify him. Tell it to the top of your voice. Get on the rooftop if you have to and give God the praise. Go up on the mountain if you need to, if you can climb a mountain. Get up there and just give God praise. Let the praises ring out and rejoice exceedingly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And know that there is power in praising God. Know that the benefits are coming every day. So many benefits. Oh, praise the Lord. Spiritually, naturally, financially, emotionally, whatever need there is, the benefits are coming every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is why I have resolved in myself that I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to sing unto God. I'm going to sing praises to his name. I'm going to extol him. I'm going to lift him up. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to praise him very highly in what I do, giving God the glory. So I thank God for the word of God. I hope that you have gained something from this word on today, something that you can take and think on throughout the course of the week. Praise the Lord. Give God praise. There's power in praising God. At this time, let us prepare to go to God in prayer. Let us put our minds on the Lord. God is a loving God. Surely the Lord has blessed us, and this is the reason why we should give him this praise. Amen. Not that we are deserving of it, but because of his grace, because of his loving kindness, his merciful kindness that is so great toward us, and because of the truth of the Lord endures forever. This is why we should praise our God. Amen. And if you have a petition before the Lord, you know, sometimes we have different ways that we go to God in prayer. Sometimes we go to him petitioning him for something. There are times when we go to God and we are just giving him thanks. We're just nothing but thanks. Hallelujah. And there are times when we can't say a word. We just cry and we moan and the tears roll down. Oh, glory be to God. And then there are those times when we go to God and we just give him praise. The whole prayer is nothing but praising God. And we ought to give God more praise, even more praise. And even though we don't make a petition before him, while we are praising him, the benefits, hallelujah, are just coming down. They're flowing. The windows of heaven are open, and the benefits are being poured out upon us. Hallelujah. So let's go to God with our prayer request. Let's go to him with thanks. Let's go to him with praise. Amen. Go to him with honor, honoring the Lord our God. And those of you who desire to be saved, you want to give your life to the Lord, come to the Lord with repentance. Come confessing your sins before the Lord and asking God to forgive you and to take away your sins. Ask the Lord to have mercy upon you, and he will have mercy. Oh, hallelujah. So let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we ask for mercy. We ask for forgiveness. Oh, my God, we pray right now that you will hear our prayer. Oh, God, open your ear to our cry and hear our cry this day, Lord. You know the things that we all stand in need of, and we're depending on you, Lord. We are looking unto you. We need you to stop by this day. We need you right now, oh Lord. Please, Jesus, have mercy and forgive the sins of us. Lord, forgive our sins and blot out our transgressions. Wash away our iniquities. Clean us up on the inside and on the outside. And fill us, Lord, with your spirit the more. Pour it out upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Take control. Have your way. Lord, let your will be done. We are praying, Lord God, for that repentant soul, those souls, Lord, who are confessing their sins before you right now, the souls who are crying out, Lord God, desiring to be saved, Lord Jesus. We pray a special prayer for them that you will hear their cry and that you will save their souls, Lord Jesus. Be merciful and show them your loving kindness, Lord. Show them your merciful kindness. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we know that you're able. Lord, let them feel your love. Let them feel how warm your love is, oh God. Let them know, Lord, that you care for them in the name of Jesus. Save to the uttermost and fill souls with the Holy Ghost, my God. Give them the mind to serve you, Lord. Give them a mind to turn away from the world. and to give praise unto your name, to accept you as their personal Savior. Lord, we know you are able. Make your holy visitation every day, Lord. Visit those who are in the hospital, Lord Jesus, and lay your hand upon them, O God. Those who are sick in their bodies, we pray for healing, Lord Jesus, asking you to raise them up, Lord, and make them whole in the name of Jesus. Please, my God, work miracles, Lord, and work wonders. Those who are battling with the coronavirus, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will strengthen them in their souls, strengthen them in their lungs, O God, and breathe the breath of life into their nostrils. Oh, God, we know you are able, Lord Jesus. Restore them from this virus. Rebuke the virus in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your blood cover right now. Let it wash, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, oh, God. Help somebody, Lord, to come to you, Jesus. Help somebody, Lord, to return unto you, oh, God. Those who have gone astray, gotten off track, Lord, prick their hearts, Lord Jesus. Help them to return, Lord. And there are those who desire to return, but they have hindrances in the way. They have things that are blocking their path. And we are praying, God, that you rebuke these hindrances and remove those blockages, Lord. Remove them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And help them to make it back before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. We are praying, oh, my God, that you'll forgive the sins of your people. Lord, the things that are standing in the way, that are causing the sickness and affliction, that are causing the problems in the home. Lord, move these things out of the way in the name of Jesus and make everything according to your will. Make it perfect. Perfect everything that concerns your people in the name of Jesus. We believe it, Lord, and we count it done, and we give you thanks. We bless your holy name, Lord. We thank you, and we praise you, Lord. We magnify you, and we lift you up, Lord, for you are worthy of all praises. Oh, God, please, Lord, we pray for those on the prayer list, the names that were called out, Lord God. You heard those, and we present these prayer lists before you, Lord, asking you to look down at every name. Oh, God, and touch, Lord. Heal, deliver, make whole, my God. Restore, reconcile, in the name of Jesus. Men, broken hearts, Lord. Oh, God, bring hope in the lives of those who are hopeless. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able to have your way. Let your holy will be done. And we ask you to continue to bless this broadcast, Lord, and all of those who are listening. Oh, God, we ask that you will bless them in a special way. In the name of Jesus, bless the bereaved families, oh, Lord God, with comfort, with consolation. Oh, my God, let them know that they're not alone, but that you're there. You're with them. In the name of Jesus, have your way, God. Let your will be done. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Truly, we thank God for the word of God. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for each one of you. And we're praying that God will bless you. We're praying that God will reach out to you and lay his hand on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we encourage you to go after God. Amen. And just do what the word of God says. Just extol him. Bless his name. And the benefits will be such that you won't have room to receive them. Glory be to God. Amen. At this time, we're going to hear from Evangelist Khadijah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Hameen, talking about the power of praising God and saying he will load us daily with benefits. And truly, there is power in praise, as it has been shown throughout the scriptures. Even as she began to speak of the scripture of how God began to tell the children of Israel that the battle wasn't theirs, that God will fight the battle for them. I enjoy the word of God. She began to explain, you know, what it meant to praise, to extol God. That very high praise that expresses how my little nephew was asking me what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
But how excellent God is, and you know there are so many benefits, not a 401k or you know a pension plan or anything that can be taken away. It's not anything you know you can be charged with if you try to reap the benefits early. But these benefits are daily loaded upon us, and they don't run out like the preacher said. I enjoy the word of God. Vanessa,
I'm going to
keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Vanessa Khadija and for those remarks coming through her and the encouraging words. Praise God. We truly thank God for this broadcast. We thank God for all of you. And we are so happy and thankful to the Lord for your support, for your continued prayers. And we know that this ministry is what it is because of your prayers and your support. And we are very grateful for you tuning in and supporting us. And we are so thankful. We thank God for you. And we are yet praying for each one of you. And we want to encourage you as well to do what God has given you to do. Whenever God lays something on your heart, don't draw back, but go ahead and do it. You know, I know sometimes in the flesh, fear tries to stop us. Things come up, reservations or hesitation and whatever else. The enemy is always trying to discourage us from doing something for the Lord. And it doesn't have to be that, well, God, I didn't hear God speak to me to tell me to do that. Just do it out of the goodness of your heart to the glory and honor of God. And surely the Lord will bless you. If you see someone in need, you don't have to wait to hear to help that person in need. You know, it should be that you want to help someone in need. Amen. Praise be to God. And sometimes, even on broadcast, some people have a little shyness or they're a little afraid, and like Evangelist Khadija would say, if you're feeling a little bold, but you know, sometimes people have that little shyness and that they don't really want to be out there in the forefront. Praise the Lord. But sometimes God will put you out in the forefront. If you start praising God like the Bible says, you won't be in the background. Hallelujah. But you will be in the forefront. Amen. Extolling God even in front of your enemies and giving God praise, doing this with a joyful heart, rejoicing exceedingly, you're certainly going to be noticed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You will no longer be in the background, but you will come to the forefront when you praise God like that. Amen. And those benefits, they can't be hidden. The blessings, they cannot be hidden. They will put you out in the forefront. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us practice praise. Even if you haven't been praising God like you should or praising him exceedingly, practice praise. And then get up to a level where you can praise God exceedingly. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you practice something long enough, you can perfect it. It gets better and better and better. Amen. So every day, praise ring out. Keep that praise in your mouth. Let it be always in your mouth. And when you open your mouth, God will be glorified. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to go on and on, but thank God for this broadcast. And before we close out, Vance Khadija, do you have anything additional?
Not at this time, no.
Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for all of you, and we invite you to tune in with us on Friday evening at 7 p.m. As a matter of fact, on tonight, we'll be having our climaxing service of our first Northern District meeting. This is our quarterly meeting that we have every quarter. And the first one, we are in it right now, which started on Friday night. And the climaxing service will convene on tonight on teleconference. And I don't remember if this was announced. I apologize. But I would like to make it known, if you desire to tune in, you are certainly welcome to call in on the teleconference service line, and I'll give you that number. If you want to write it down, you can certainly call in tonight and join us in the service of the Lord, giving God praise, worshiping Him, and closing out our first district meeting of the Northern District. So the teleconference line is 508-924-2348. Again, that number is 508-924-2348, and the service begins at 7 p.m. on tonight. So join us in our district meeting and be blessed. And after that, we look forward to you tuning in with us on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will, for a live broadcast. Amen. God bless you. This concludes the broadcast for today. May the Lord bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And good night.